Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to WriteStream Tuesday. This is your host, Daria Ann, and I thank you for joining me today on this lovely Tuesday afternoon. And whatever time it is, wherever you are in the world, I hope that you're having a great day. And again, thank you for joining us. Just for anyone who doesn't know me, I am the founder of the WriteStream Radio Network here on blogtalkradio.com. And we feature soon to be three other hosts, and I'm going to talk about that in a moment because they're my guests for today. But WriteStream launched in March of this year with two other programs aside from this Tuesday afternoon show. We launched with Just Believe with host Lisa Parvez. Lisa is an author and a metaphysician and also an intuitive, and she covers all kinds of spiritual topics, health and wellness, alternative therapies, metaphysical healing, all kinds of topics relating to spiritual, mental, and emotional health every Sunday on her program called Just Believe with Lisa Tarvez. And that airs at 1 p.m. every Sunday. And this past week, she had a fascinating guest named Crystal Kirchen, and I invite you all to check it out and really try to make an effort to tune in live, because Lisa, a lot of times her guests will take live calls, and if you're into psychic readings and the paranormal, that's definitely the show for you. And on Tuesdays, WriteStream is proud to present, on Mondays, WriteStream is proud to present Military Monday with author and military historian John D. Gresham. And each week, John takes a look at a particular facet of the military, a particular branch, whether it's the Navy, Army, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard. He really delves into specifics with various experts on those topics. And he also gets into a lot of military history and the significance of certain battles, whether it's World War II or the American Revolution, various military conflicts throughout history. And John is just an engaging, informative, and incredibly intelligent host. So for all you history buffs out there, please tune in to Military Monday with John D. Gresham here on the WriteStream Radio Network every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. And if you've missed any of our programs, again, you can just go to blogtalkradio.com/WriteStream, that's W-R-I-T-E-S-T-R-E-A-M, and you can listen to all of the archives. including archives of Right Stream Tuesday, with hosted by yours truly, where I typically interview authors in a variety of genres to keep things kind of interesting and mix it up a little bit. So I've interviewed authors who've written urban fantasy, nonfiction, health and wellness books, just all kinds of talented, incredibly talented authors. And I really enjoy it. I've been hosting once a week, and lately it's been twice a month just due to my own schedule, but I'm hoping soon to get back on a regular weekly schedule. But again, blogtalkradio.com/writestream. And for the latest book reviews and other interesting topics, go to my website, dariadigiovanni.com. I just posted a review of Balazs Szabó's book, Tweezer Beezer, which is just such a heartwarming book. It's a true story about a minor bird that Balazs and his young sons adopted several years ago. And it's just such a heartwarming story. I can't say enough about it. And it's really a story. It's not just for little kids. I mean, it's definitely a story for kids of all ages. So be sure to check out that review and all of my reviews at dariadigiovanni.com. Okay, well, let's get to the topic of today's show. I am so excited to announce, and those of you who have been reading my blog and following along or following me on Twitter and on Facebook already know this, but I'm so excited to announce the addition of the Family Power Hour here on the Right Stream Network every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern, beginning tomorrow. The hosts are making their debut tomorrow night, and I'm absolutely thrilled. They are family law attorney Sheena Benjamin Wise, who is based out of Pompano Beach, Florida, and licensed clinical psychologist Dr. Billy Eisenberg. And Billy's also based in South Florida, but thanks to the marvels of modern technology, she kind of works with people all over the globe. But these two professional powerhouses are joining forces here to produce and present the Family Power Hour here on the Right Stream Radio Network, again, every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern, beginning tomorrow night. And I'm going to go ahead, because I see they're on the line, I'm going to bring them on right now and give them an opportunity to introduce themselves, and then we're going to talk about all the wonderful plans they have in store for the Family Power Hour. Welcome, ladies.
Hi. This is Sheena Benjamin-Wise.
And this is Dr. Billy.
All right. Well, welcome. And Sheena, let me start with you. I want to give each of you kind of an opportunity to introduce yourselves to the audience, and then we'll get into talking about some topics and your plans for the show.
Great. Well, like you said, I am a family law attorney practicing in South Florida, primarily Broward County and Palm Beach. And what that means is provide services in the area of divorce, custody, deal with a lot of families who are going through that transitional period between being married and becoming single. And so there are a lot of issues that come up with that phase of life. And also sometimes we deal with issues where the divorce is over, but changes need to happen. And so we have to come back to the table and try to make some adjustments to whatever document or decree was established. I've been doing this for 11 years, and I love doing it. I love assisting parents, especially in establishing what their rights are, understanding what their responsibilities are, and how they can help themselves and their children transition and be strong with the decision, the life decision at that time. I sit on the executive council for the Florida Bar, and that's a group of family law attorneys all over the state of Florida that also deal with the same issues, and we also work with developing legislation that will help our Florida families through these difficult times in their lives. Live in South Florida with my husband and my two children and my two little puppy dogs. So really, I'm really good friends with Dr. Billy. We've known each other for a long time, and you know, just excited about what we're about to do with your program and all the listeners out there.
Sounds great. Dr. Billy, tell us a little bit about you.
All right. First, thank you so much for having us on your show. And if you can tell from my accent, I'm definitely not from Brooklyn. So I will try to speak very slow, very clear. I born in Israel and I was in Ethiopia, and I have two PhD degree, and I do what I do almost 36 years, And I, here in South Florida for the last 11 years, I have my own practice. And my specialty, it's a family issues, marriage, divorce, grief counseling, and parenthood. And one of the things is the children drawing analysis that we will talk about one of our show. I love work with people, and because they're speaking so many languages, I have patients all over the world via Skype, via FaceTime, and it's amazing how this technology allowed you to have communication with so many people. I feel about the show because I think everybody needs to talk, everybody needs a good advice, everybody needs to listen to other people's advice, and I think this opportunity to open this show to everybody and to get a lot of information from other people all over the world, and us going to be just the mediator, to allow people just to vent. As I told you, I do almost 35 years. I'm dealing with so many people, and I think I see almost everything. And the main key is the communication. I have 3 adult children, and I have a new grandson, so I'm a grandmother, and I'm very thrilled about this.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, one of the centers in Russia, that's the mother promise and grandmother just keep the promises. So I try to do, that's what I try to do. And that's what we try to do in our show. I met Sheena a long time ago, and 2 of us connect very good, and 2 of us just accomplish each other. So I'm thrilled about this show, and I promise to speak very slow and very clear. Because when I translate one language to another, sometimes it sounds very funny, but it's nothing to do about my profession. So be patient with me.
Well, Billy, as you've probably noticed, I am no one to criticize anybody else for talking fast. That's one of the things I have to work on myself. So no worries at all. And I just want to say that, you know, I'm so excited. I'm just delighted that the two of you have teamed up to do this show. You know, RightStream, one of my goals was to really make it a diverse network covering a variety of topics that are helpful and useful and inspiring to other people. And I know the Family Power Hour is going to be a huge success, not just because of your combined experience, which is just very impressive, but also because of, you know, just knowing you personally as well, just your personalities and your warmth and your genuine interest in other people. So I'm thrilled. And just one thing, and I know we probably should make this disclaimer, and Dr. Billy, I know you kind of alluded to it, but the show is really intended to discuss various topics. In no way is this meant to be any kind of advice for anyone. It's just an opportunity for callers who are dealing with different issues kind of call in and discuss and as you say, maybe vent and talk to the two of you. And what they decide to do is definitely in their court. Would that be a fair assessment, would you say?
Yes, indeed. Sheena, do you want to say something about
your
it?
Response,
yes, I think when people just venting, first we're going to open the topic for the all the topic that's in the news. And people want to know more about how other people live. Wants to know how, because sometimes, you know, you can be the great professional, but sometimes you have a great idea for other people that you listen to them. That's, I know for my support group, you know, when somebody have a great idea, and it's amazing. So we open just to discussion. We open to listening. We open to learn. And that's our main goal.
Yeah, I think it's important to share experiences and have different points of view as to what may be happening in someone's life. And I think that's a great value to have that open discussion. So I'm looking forward to some great stories. I know Billy and I have some great stories of our own to share. And you're looking forward to a fun time.
And you need to know when people calling, you don't need to introduce by your name. It's going to be anonymous. I mean, we're going to respect that we don't know who, if you don't want to share about who you are. Just tell us your story. Just tell your story, and you'd be surprised. Someone there listen to your story and take something from your story.
Absolutely. Yes, and thank you for reminding me of that, Dr. Billy. For anybody listening and you know who may want to call in but you're concerned about privacy, absolutely, you can be on the air anonymously or you can just go by a made-up first name, whatever you're most comfortable with. But Dr. Billy and Sheena are here to discuss and help and allow you to vent during the Family Power Hour, so please feel free to call in. And I think I'm going to be the call screener tomorrow night, so I will make sure that, you know, as callers do call in, that they feel very comfortable, because we want this to be definitely an open, friendly, welcoming forum. And like I said, I'm looking forward to it myself. Now, ladies, let me ask you, too, what are some of the topics that you plan to discuss specifically, as you move forward with the show every week?
Some of the topics that we really want to have a pulse on what's happening in our nation. So some of the topics may be pulled right off of the news. But in addition to that, we're looking at, things like parent rights, what are children's rights, the current issues that may involve with handling bullying and cyber texting, how does that impact families, addiction, and families that are struggling with getting the ends to meet, financial issues, so forth. Billy, do you have more?
Yeah, as Sheena said, it's the social abuse. We heard about the social media, and we find out it's such as abuse of social abuse. And we're open to hear from the people that what they want to talk, because it's a lot of topic. And sometimes, someone has a great idea that's going to be informed for everybody. But this is the most topic that we want to talk.
Tomorrow night, we want to start off the discussion about some of the concerns and that parents face as school starts again, and sometimes in the context of family struggles or divorce or just kind of understanding the roles of the parties when school starts. We want to open that up for our listeners to hear.
Talk. Yeah, and we like to the listener just to share their story about sending the children to school. It's going to be a middle school. It's going to be a college. It's going to be the empty nest. That's because the holiday season and all the summertime, it's so different when you sending your when the school starts. So we just want our listener just to call and tell us about their experience about. Thank God sometimes, children going back to school. So especially for women, they struggle. Last night I heard someone of my gym buddy, she told me, that suddenly I need to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning because I need to do the food and I need to take care of the children before they go into school. So she missed the summertime because she didn't work so early in the morning. So we just want for the listener just to call and share for their experience.
That's excellent. And, by sharing their experience, they may never know it, but they could be positively impacting other people listening or people who may listen in the archives. And I think that's why it's so important as well. We're all here to kind of learn from each other and help each other. So I think that's fantastic. But I wanted to mention, because you brought up social media, and I think, it's amazing how, although many problems are nothing new to human nature, I think social media has added an entirely new dimension and a whole new set of problems to parenting. It's just really, and especially with parents today who are so busy working, and Sheena, you mentioned financially, trying to keep food on the table and keep a roof over their head, that it can be. I'm sure it's difficult, and you would know better than me dealing with your clients, but it must be so difficult for them to kind of keep an eye on what their kids are being exposed to. I mean, I don't know if you heard about the Miley Cyrus thing the other night. I mean, I don't watch much television, but I saw it on the internet, and I thought, oh, my God, people, especially if you're raising a daughter, it's just so hard to protect them or to raise them the way you want them to be raised in a world that's kind of gone crazy. So can you speak to that a little bit, and have you dealt with that with various clients?
Yes, I'd love to. It is very difficult to be on top of the social media tidal wave or tsunami, if we can put it in simpler terms, because it's not only being on top of what they're seeing visually on TV or visually on the internet, but it's keeping up with the language as well. So some of these terms that are coming up, we don't really know, and it sometimes it takes the child. It takes your courage to say, to ask the child, what does this mean, so that they are advising you and educating you on these terms so that you can be clear. I know, you know, like I have a preteen myself, and she has to educate me on some of these terms all the time. Luckily, she's comfortable enough at this age to give me that information, and I think it's important for parents to do that. And in my practice, I see a lot of parents are really, especially when you're going through a divorce or some kind of conflict in the legal system, because that creates a completely different level of anxiety and stress in a family, then I see the mistake and the error of many parents who focus on work and getting the day-to-day events of life forward and then dealing with the litigation that's at hand and not really having the time to check on what's happening with the teenager or the preteen. And this is one of the most delicate periods of time that we do have to pay attention to. And our children would be at stake. I see a lot of mistakes happen in litigation and social media and children. So it's something that, you know, that would take an hour to fully discuss all the different aspects.
Yeah, especially the bullying, the social media. I think those days parents want to be the children's friend, and sometimes they forget they are grown up, they're the parent. And sometimes the boundary is not sound unclear, and you don't know what to do because the children just you know, because the children, and they're lying and they're hiding, and they especially at night, because it's not just the internet, it's just the texting, the twittering, and the children don't know exactly what the parents don't know exactly what the children is doing, and sometimes they risk the children. I heard so many people that that parents tell me that they don't know about what's going on with the children's life, and they would start to ask questions. Sometimes, and most of the time, children don't want to answer. So, what's the right thing to do? To take the punishment? To take the iPad? To take the telephone? And you know, right now, every parent wants to have direct communication with the child and know where the child is. But so, this is so many bullied via social media. And if we're talking about not just parenting, you know, when you're dating and we go into all the dating side, you never know who's behind the screen. You don't know if people are lying. It's, you know, it's the communication, it's got lost, and they are the media. It's very, very dangerous. It's very, very there. And it's so many signs that we can talk about is, how do you know what's going on behind the screen? How do you know what's going on behind the Twitter? So,
Daria, thank you for bringing up Miley Cyrus, because I was thinking about that as an actual discussion, because it is so difficult to to understand what's happening in the life of your child, and then you have this person who is presented to them, especially our girls, presented to them as a possible role model or a possible wanna-be-like person. And, you know, it's a great discussion area for those parents who are raising young kids,
yeah,
teenage kids. So thank you for that.
Yeah, this is
going
to be one of the cultural topics which we think it's going to be very soon. We need to talk about this.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was so appalled when I saw that. But, of course, I think that's just another example of the, I call it a toxic culture that we're living in, unfortunately, a culture of exhibitionism. And whenever I see anything like that, I immediately think of, I mean, I'm not a parent myself, but I have 10 nieces and nephews, and I think to myself, oh, my God, like, I just feel bad for my siblings that are trying to raise these kids to be good, upstanding people and try to preserve their innocence, too, when they're young. And Dr. Billy, thank you for mentioning boundaries. I mean, I always considered myself lucky that I had parents who actually set boundaries and cared enough to do that, and I think that's another problem with our culture, you know, this whole concept of wanting to be a friend. Well, you know, when you're a parent, That's not really the way to go, and especially, like I said, in the world we're living in, with in the age of social media and just all this rapid transfer of information, and all this exposure that these kids just are getting. And so, I have a lot of sympathy for parents who are busy working and they're doing the best they can, and now they've got to deal with all these other avenues of information that their kids are being exposed to. So, again, I'm really looking forward to the show. And also, Dr. Billy, I'm glad you brought up internet dating. It seems to me that would be a great topic for a program, too, in the future.
Yes, because we're talking about the social media, know that. But I just want to mention one thing with your permission, that to be a parent today, it's very, very difficult, because you try to do the right thing. First, you need to be to provide to your children, and you don't know the children, even the code for the different language. So to be a parent today, it's very, very difficult. It's not like my day. My baby, I have three children. It's 34, 31, and my baby is 26. So I still remember. But it's so different, and I feel, sometimes when the parents come to my office and say, we don't know what to do, I feel for them, because the children today, they're very smart, they're very open, they know more than I know my time when I was a teenager. So to be a parent today, it's not easy, and that's why we want to hear for all the parents there, for their experience, how to be, it's not a definition for the good parents, unfit parents, yes, how to be a better parent, how, and again, as you said, to set a boundary and to do the right thing as a parent.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's going to be a great show, and I'm really excited about it. Sheena, Dr. Billy, is there anything else you want to discuss that we maybe haven't gotten to yet on this broadcast?
I think we almost cover everything, because we're really excited just to be part of other people's life. We're really excited to be the mediator, to have a discussion, to bring for our experience, for other people experience. And it's a lot of topic. When we're talking about the legal topic and the human behavior topic together, we have a lot to talk. We can talk every day. And go ahead.
And I'd like the listeners to know that, we are open to them. So if they want to shoot us an email or tweet us a topic that they'd like to discuss in the upcoming weeks, we're open to that. They can tweet me at SBWiseLaw. I think that's right, Daria, right? Daria is helping
yep.
me with the tweet. Also, check out, we're going to have a website set up for you, and we'll announce that shortly so that our listeners can send us topics, give us information that they want to talk about so that we're there for them.
And most important that we want them to feel very, very comfortable. Of course, we're not going to judge no one. And just like a family power hour, to be one, a big family. And I've seen a moment in my age. I'm sorry. It's on it's on the internet. So I'm sure we're going to have a listener for all over the world, and this is going to be amazing to listen for other people for all side of the world.
We want to educate and empower our families, our listeners. That's what we want.
Excellent. And, yeah, and that is the positive side. We talked a little bit about the negative side of new technology, but, Dr. Billy, that, you mentioned the positive side of it, and that is the ability to reach people all over the world, which is just phenomenal. And, Sheena, since you mentioned Twitter, I want to let everybody know I started using hashtag Family Power Hour, so we could start using that to follow all the tweets pertaining to your show. And also, of course, hashtag WriteStream, which is WriteStream. And we'll be tweeting out information about the show. And hopefully we'll be getting Dr. Billy on Twitter also.
Yes, and I want just to be very, very patient with me. I'm a very not technical person, and I'm terrified for tomorrow for all the technical stuff. So, yes, one day I'm going to be there.
So we're going to do it after we hang up here. We're going to get her a Twitter
account. I don't think it's going to be today. I know how to text, I know how to shoot an email, so one text at a time. So I'm very not technical person, but yes, I need to tweet, it's the social media. It's a new world. In my age, it's really like it's a new language, but I'm there.
Absolutely. Never too late to learn something new.
Yes, so, I'm open for something new, and tomorrow is going to be the first show. And I hope it's going to be, I know it's going to be great, and just be patient with us with all the technical support that Daria, you're going to help us tomorrow. And I hope people are going to call tomorrow, people are going to share about the new dance school for their experience, for the children's experience. And again, it doesn't matter if your child goes to the kindergarten or the middle school or the college, whatever you want to share with us, it's going to be great.
Oh, you know, and one more thing I'd like to mention, ladies, also, is we do have a live chat room during the show. So if somebody's listening, you can be logged in as a guest. And if you really want to be anonymous and you're concerned about calling in, maybe somebody might recognize your voice, I'm going to be monitoring the chat room. So if you're in there as a guest and you have a question for Dr. Billy and Sheena, please feel free to type it in, and I'll make sure that I make them aware of it. And you can have your question answered without even having to call in. You can just, you know, just use the chat room. So I forgot to mention that, and I wanted to let everybody know.
Yeah, it's a great, but I think tomorrow, because it's nothing personal, just experience that every parent or everyone for his experience just been through. So don't be afraid, don't be hesitate to call and share whatever is good for you.
Fantastic. Yes. So, and if you're on Twitter, again, follow Sheena at SB, as in voice, Wise Law. And you two will let me know when Dr. Billy has her Twitter account going, and we'll put out that information. And I'm also posting a lot about your program on my blog, which is dariadgiovanni.com, and on my Facebook author page, Daria Ann Author. And, you know, and I'm so excited to hear that you're getting a website together. That's fantastic.
Yes, we'll do it very soon, because now right now I have my own website and Sheena has her own website. Daria, anything that you want to ask us?
I'm just so excited about this show. I guess you kind of covered it. I was going to ask you earlier in the show about kind of, you know, in your professional life, sort of the biggest, you know, obstacles that your clients are facing, or the you know, the most pressing problems that you see going on. If either one of you, you know, one answer that I kind of feel like you answered it already, but if there's anything you want to add to that, I'm just, you know, curious as to, you know, the most common problems that you're dealing with and trying to help your clients overcome.
I think the biggest issue that I see are clients who really don't understand their rights and don't understand their responsibilities. And I think it confuses them, it disempowers them, and they're ineffective as family members when they don't know what they're expected and what they should be expecting.
And so that's what you kind of guide them through that process.
Oh, yeah, I make sure, I was like, you have a right to this and you have a right to that. I make sure they know that.
Yeah, and how do you, I'm going to ask each of you this too. How do you kind of keep yourself, because you're dealing with such serious issues with clients, kind of how do you keep yourself on personal level kind of renewed and upbeat and kind of, you know, obviously you have the intelligence and the education, but I just mean on a sort of a, more of an emotional, personal level. You know, how do you kind of maintain that wall where you're able to help people without it really affecting you emotionally, if I'm phrasing that properly?
For me, what's most important is not to take it personal. I educate and I advise and my job is to advocate for someone and also empower them so that, you know, you don't really want the litigation system in your life or forever. So you want to be able to stand on your two feet and move forward. I get to go home and I get to look into my beautiful faces of my beautiful family, and I just adore that. And that's just, it just really makes it such a precious moment to walk through the house and see my family, because I don't take it for granted based on what I do, because I see so much pain and struggle.
Wow. It's in my office, that's, since I don't believe in long-term therapy, it's good for the therapist, not good for the people, that's the way I learn after so many years to ask the right question. And the only side I'm taking is the children's side. You think the children are any kind of risk, that I'm doing the best to protect the children. But what I try to do, first I can help people help themselves. And sometimes when people call me, I do the interview via phone. And I say, you're not ready to come. It's a waste of your time, and you're not ready. When people are ready, they really want to get the tools. I can't tell people what to do. I just have tools to get them what's the right for them, and they think of what's the best for them. And after so many years, you know, as Sheena said, I'm looking to my family, my adult children, and I think I did a good job. I'm still doing a mistake, but I try to learn from my mistake. And I try to not take it personal. With every person that comes to see me, I take it as very unique, because when people are just calling because they need help, they need to vent, and I allow them to vent and listen to them and see what's the best for them. So, and sometimes, you know, I can wake up in the middle of the night and say, did I do the right thing? That's the child in the risk. And as I said before, the only side I'm taking is the children's side, the small children. If the teenage, you know, that, but I can deal with them. But the small children, because they have no voice if they need any kind of help. And that's them do the best to help the children. I'm not seeing children. I think it's wrong to take any small child to see. In my belief, that I think the parents need to get the guidance what to do with the children. At least if the school psychology said to the parents and the child need to get any kind of testing. But I try to deal with the parents, not with the children. But yes, you know, you need to separate yourself from your profession and the personal life, but sometimes you take, you know, the thought to the middle of the night, or you're sitting someplace and thinking about this case or another case, and you try to do the best, because when the people trust you, you try to be there for them, and this is most important, and I'm so happy that after so many years, I still like to do what I'm doing. Yes, I still excited when a new patient called me, and as I said, I do the intake via phone, and sometimes I say, you're not ready, so don't waste the time. Don't come. When you be ready, I will immediately to come to see you.
Wonderful. Well, ladies, you know, I see that I have a caller on the line, and I have no way to screen while we're all on the air together, so if you're willing, let's kind of see what this is all about.
Okay, great.
Hello, caller from 484. You're on Right Stream Tuesday.
Hi, this is Lisa Tarvis.
Hi.
Lisa, hey, how are you?
I wasn't sure if you'd recognize my number or not, and I didn't want to get everybody like thinking, oh, God, she's calling in to ask some ridiculous question that I have no idea what I'm talking about. But I just wanted to call and welcome you guys to Daria's amazing network. It's great to have I've been listening to the show, and it's great to have something like this on. As a mother of three teenagers, I like to call myself in hell, because that's kind of where my life is, you know, with those teenagers. But I can't tell you how many times I would have loved to have, I mean, not that it's over. They're 15, 19, and 20, so, well, not quite 20. But it's not like I'm done or anything, but it's definitely something that, you know, looking back on them and all the stuff I've gone through with them, wow, what a great thing to have the opportunity to listen to a show, call into a show, and get some advice from professionals, even, you know, anonymously or not anonymous, you know. I love this idea. This concept is amazing, and good job, Daria.
Thank you so much, Lisa. We were listening to your show. You have a great, great show, and we have a lot to learn from your show. And to be a parent is a life sentence. You know, no matter what the age is, your children, you know, that's even the you know, my older daughter, she's 34, and I have a new grandson, and she's still calling me for advice. So as you said, it's a life sentence, thank you for your support.
I'm really excited. I can't wait to see what you guys do. And there's so many of the things you've been talking about over the last, 45 minutes or so. I've been listening, and I just think it's going to be amazing to. I mean, so important. All of these topics, everything you're bringing up, it's so critical. I mean, raising kids is. It's not easy, and it never was, I don't think, but it's gotten so much more complicated as technology's advanced. You know, trying to, you know, it's not just them breaking out of the basement window, which mine have pulled that too, but now it's, you know, who are they going to meet?
Lisa, we would like you to call tomorrow to talk about how your children going back to school for your experience. We'd love you to have you tomorrow.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah, I think it's going to be a really fantastic show, and I think you guys are going to be able to teach a lot of people a lot of things about not even just the raising kids, but the raising kids in this technological kind of time. And then in addition to that, with, you know, divorces and, you know, all the custody stuff going on, there's just so many great things that I see coming for this. So I'm really excited for you guys.
Thank you so much for the support. Thank you so much, Lisa.
Lisa, thanks so much for listening and calling in. What a pleasant surprise. That was awesome. And everyone, just again, Lisa is the host of Just Believe here on the Right Stream Radio Network, and that airs every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern. And Lisa, since you're on the line, let me give you an opportunity to plug what's coming up on Sunday.
Like, I have any clue. You find as you're getting the shows, like, I book guests like months ahead of time now, and then I forget who's coming on for what. But I do have a couple of fantastic guests scheduled for this week. I have a lady by the name of Sally, her name's Sally Marks, and she's written, she co-authored a book, and basically it's a self-help book about, I think the name of it is Who Wants to Be a Grouch. It's about basically just being happy and how to be happy and how to like get rid of the patterns of negativity and all of that we all struggle with. So she's one of my guests, and I try to do two guests a week. And I have Rebecca Norrington, who I've been a guest on her radio show before. She's on another network, and she's just hysterical. She does Reality Spirituality is the name of her show. And she's just hysterical. She's a student of the universe, she likes to call herself. So she's got a bachelor's degree in psychology and lots of experience in human behavior. So it's going to be she's really high energy. So the two of us together are like, it's hard to get a word in edgewise. Let's just go there.
It's kind of like a show hosted by me, you know.
it's like Gary and I hosting a show together. It's like, wow. But anyway, it's going to be a great show, and I've got lots of great guests scheduled, and last Sunday's show was a lot of fun. We had a live medium and then a psychic on too, and we got some amazing calls, and it was really busy. I couldn't even get to everybody that was in the queue, which, you know, I always feel bad, but, you know, what can you do? So, but it's always a fun show. I love doing
it. Lisa, I have an idea. When we were talking about dating, we can share forces together, you know, your show and our show. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, that's going to be great.
Idea.
Yeah, when we were talking about the dating side.
Yeah, that's one of my, I actually had a guest on a few weeks ago who specialized in online dating, and it's a great show. I mean, it's just real. They just do. It's just a way people meet now, and it's scary when it involves their kids, but I think it's a great idea for adults. I think kids should stay off the internet personally, but whatever. No, mine don't listen to me, so I doubt anybody else will. So. I just wanted to chain mine in the basement and still do. Just keep them down there, you know, nice and safe.
Yeah, till they're about 30. Yeah.
Yeah, at least 30.
Too funny. Well, you know, it's interesting because there is definitely, I see a little bit of overlap between Just Believe and Family Power Hour, and I think the shows are going to complement each other nicely, too, because, Lisa, you cover a lot of these same topics. So I hope that you'll be able to call in tomorrow night and listen, and I will definitely be involved. I'll be on the switchboard, and I'm just looking forward to the Family Power Hour, and I'm just so excited to see the network growing. And I was explaining before we went on the air to Sheena and Dr. Billy that it's just really it's a matter of consistency in terms of the numbers and the listenership, and, you know, we're starting to take off, so it's just a matter of hanging in there and producing quality shows every week and just continuing to promote and just trusting that it's going to take off, which it is. So I'm really excited, and I'm just so proud to have all of you on the network.
Thank you, Daria,
to
have us the opportunity to be one of the networking and the media. And we're all excited about tomorrow, and I'm sure it's going to be a great show tomorrow.
Oh, me too. Me too. Well, thank you, everyone. Anybody else have anything else to add before we sign off for today?
No, we're good. And again, thank you so much, dear.
Yeah, Daria, you've given us just so much support. You are a great host. Thank you so much. You are so patient with us and have given us so much of your time to get us started. I really do want the world to know how generous you are and how grateful we are.
I'm just going to tell you a secret because nobody's listening. I know Daria almost 11 years. She's such a kind and amazing person, very creative, and it's amazing. We're blessed to work with you, Daria. Thank you so much, dear.
Thank you, and I feel the same way about all of you.
Okay, we've got a Twitter account for someone. Her name is going to be at Dr. Billy.
I don't know what to do with it. She offered me a Twitter account. I don't know what to do with it. I'm terrified. We're going to hang up, and she's going to need to explain to me what I need to do with a Twitter account. I don't know what to do.
Well, don't worry. You're in capable hands there, Dr. Billy. Sheena's going to show you how it works.
All right. Thank you, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Dear.
Okay,
bye.
And everyone,
bye,
please tune in to the Family Power Hour tomorrow here on the RightStream Radio Network. Listen to Just Believe Radio every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern, Military Monday with John Gresham every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern, and RightStream Tuesday, 1 p.m. Eastern every Tuesday with yours truly. And we will see you tomorrow night for our next show, Family Power Hour. Take care, everyone.